Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast, episode 51.
You've made it.
Woohoo! You survived a whole week, or however long you listened. Do you guys binge listen? Do you ever binge listen to a podcast?
Whoa, I hit something wrong on this thing.
Well, way to go. Do you ever binge listen to a podcast?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only listen to, you know, I'm not.
You only listen to the Infamous Podcast?
No. I can't listen to myself. I'm sorry.
So I've been.
Some people probably do that, just like you do it to.
Well, I do it begrudgingly. Yeah. I prefer like not to listen to my own voice. Either. But it's bad enough I have to live with my
own
voice.
Well, it's that thing where, you know, as. It's from when I was a kid and I had a tape recorder and you would tape record yourself talking. My voice don't sound anything like I hear.
You recorded yourself singing Pat Benatar songs.
No. I think I might have recorded myself singing the song from American Tail one time.
Nice. Anyway, hey guys, this is episode 51.
Which makes you cry.
It does. The game got away from her. We are going to talk about season 6 of Game of Thrones in its entirety. So, spoilers. But,
yeah,
you know.
You should put that.
It's been a week. You know, you've probably, you know, you've seen it.
And I would hope that you've watched it.
And if you haven't. You're probably not going to like download a Game of Thrones season 6 podcast, but save it until after you watch. We're also going to talk about the new Iron Man, the CW Netflix deal, some Lieutenant Sulu news, Pokemon Go, and some other Game of Thrones season 7 stuff. So let's just hop right into it. Well, first, I guess real quick.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't read Walking Dead 156 yet.
Yeah.
We're not going to spoil anything. Go read it. Like, hit pause. Like, literally, hit pause and go read it.
Damn Negan.
Because damn Negan. Exactly. But yeah. All right.
We'll talk about it next week.
We will. Yeah, I want to give that one a week. Yeah. I've already read it. I read it twice on Wednesday. Yeah. So.
I didn't even have to read it twice because I was, like, so, like, aggravate it when I got home from work last night.
Yeah,
I read it and I'm like, I would do the same thing.
Like, I thought about making that final image like my phone wallpaper.
Eey.
But then it's like I work with a bunch of people who read the comic who aren't up to date. And it's like, oh, I don't want them to actually.
Are they
see
trade
that.
Paperback and, readers?
No, they just they have a repository online and they just all share their digital stuff. Okay. I think they pirate a lot of it, to be honest.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so. All right.
Iron Man. That's a conversation for another day, too.
We can have that conversation. Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? We can have that conversation on our next topic. But first things first, Iron Man.
Yeah?
There is a new Iron Man coming this October.
Or is she an Iron Maiden?
Well, I don't think they could call her Iron Maiden, but so it's Ari? Or
I don't know her.
So. Ari Williams is how I've been pronouncing it as I've read Invincible Iron Man.
Right.
So she showed up a few issues ago. Honestly, I thought she was Indian. Like, I didn't think she was African American.
Oh, is she supposed to be African American?
Well, that's what she is, like, in everything. But, you know, kind of the way she's drawn, she's definitely, she's definitely a minority, like, you know, as far as that goes, but.
They had said she was a minority character, but I didn't know what nationality or, you know, because they're trying to be more.
And you know what? It doesn't matter, to be 100% honest. But, you know, she's an MIT student. She's been.
So she's a smart character.
Oh, she's super smart.
She built her own armor,
like Stark
didn't she?
Found her.
Right.
Right. And then, yeah, she built her own armor, which I think at the end of issue 8, she took for her first, like, test flight.
I remember reading about that character, like, coming up and being kind of as smart as Tony.
Yeah, she idolizes Tony, and like, but, like, she sees what he does wrong, and she's like, oh, I can fix it.
Of a thing. Wow, okay.
So, yeah.
That never leads to good things when you think that you can do better than the other superheroes.
Yeah. Well, she seems to have, like, pure intentions, though.
Well, I mean, you end up getting killed.
Yeah, well, ask a War Machine.
Ask Jason Todd.
Yeah, ask Jason Todd. Ask Stephanie Brown.
Yeah, exactly. You could go down the list of characters where they were like, I can do that job better than that person did that job.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they usually end up dead.
But, Yeah, I don't know, man. I think, you know, I liked the character. It's kind of cool to see what's going to happen here.
Well, is she going to be in Iron Man International, or is she going to be in the regular Iron Man?
They're going to renumber Invincible Iron Man.
Okay.
Back to number one. So by the end of Civil War, we'll be at Iron Man, Invincible Iron Man, what, like 12?
Which goes back to that thing where I've said that they should just do 12 issues and start a new miniseries.
I agree. So
or maxi series.
But yeah, so it'll start back over with number one. It'll be interesting to see in the show notes. There's a link to an interview with from Time.com with Brian Michael Bendis, who he makes a really good point, like talking about, you know, the diversity he's going for. Because, like, honestly, he's been one of the biggest champions of it in comics, which I think is great. Because Miles is an awesome character.
Well, sure, yeah.
And did you read Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Or the Spider-Man? The where Peter went to the alternate. Yeah, like, Peter the 616, Peter went to the alternate.
Story, yeah.
I love that, man.
Well, yeah, like, yeah. That had the perfect, like... Even though I hadn't read The Death of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I knew who Miles is and all that. And at the point, I think I had found that hardcover at Half Price Books. And I was like, well, I'm going to buy it anyways and read it.
Sure.
I didn't have to read Death. It said you didn't have to read Death of Peter Parker. So I bought it and I read it. I'm like, man, this really hits on all the notes of like what Spider-Man is and, you know, how the family, the extended family ties into it.
My favorite part of that book, too, was Peter gets knocked out and he and Miles are falling, right?
Yeah.
And Miles is, like, futzing with his wrist trying to get to the web shooter, trying to figure out how it works.
Right.
Figures it out at the last minute, shoots the web off, and then, like, rides Peter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, nice. Way to go, Miles. But no, I mean, Bendis makes a great point. Like, some of the creators, you know, the creators of yore, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, they wrote what they knew, you know?
And, well, and you think, like, what? Comic books are been around since the 1930s.
20s.
Not a lot of black characters.
No.
I mean, usually they were the servants or the...
Sidekick.
Or, you know, comic relief,
quote unquote.
Yeah, I mean... That's been that way for years, but I mean, diversity's been around long enough now from the 70s up.
Yeah.
That it's like, but it's cool when they come up with an idea where they're going to make a character an Iron Man.
And per se. So,
Iron Maiden.
Rhodey's dead.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, spoilers.
I read Civil War.
Rhodey died in the Free Comic Book Day Civil War.
Well, and I mean, it wasn't confirmed until.
But, yeah, until later.
One, but.
But anyway, so. Tony's got an opening for a new help, you know, Iron Helper.
War Machine.
And it looks like, from the artwork, it looks like he's going to be her AI.
Okay.
Like, because he uses Friday, you know, which, you know, I don't know which came first, Friday from Age of Ultron.
I think it was in the book first. Yeah.
But yeah, so it looks like she's going to maybe have a version of him as an AI,
because
it was like the pink, like glowy highlight, which you see Friday as in the book. So, yeah, looking forward to it. I like the character of what we've seen from her so far.
Yeah.
She had some great stuff with her roommate, like, you know, cause she stole all the stuff to make the suit.
Right.
And, you know, when she takes it for its, you know, no pun intended, maiden voyage.
Right.
The campus security is like beating on the door and she's like, oh,
gotta go.
So, but
it's kind of reminiscent of the Rocketeer.
It's very much so. Yeah. I mean, she definitely has that like Cliff Secord devil may care attitude.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
She definitely seems like a bit of a daredevil. So yeah,
no pun intended either. That's a Marvel character.
Yeah. I'm just hit him out of the park this week.
I mean, talking about diversity with the characters in that, it's you look at Marvel and they're doing a really good job. Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, female
and,
diversity.
And the way they
sexual
did.
Sexual diversity
and
race
the,
diversity.
The way they did Thor with Jane Foster.
Yeah.
Is so cool. And the story is awesome because she, you know, Thor was unworthy.
Right.
Which happened back
Which
in,
they announced that that's going to be a book coming
well,
out.
Well, yeah,
too,
Thor the Unworthy.
Yeah,
so,
Thor the Unworthy.
And then, so yeah, they have another one that I'll mention too here in a sec. But so she has the power of Thor. She's worthy, and every time, and she's dying of cancer.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I think I've mentioned it on the show before.
She kicks the cancer out, and then it comes right back.
It purges all the poison out, and so it's killing her faster. Yeah. And she can't stay Thor for very long.
Right.
And, you know, kind of like back in the day when he was Donald Blake.
Right.
You know, he wasn't Thor indefinitely.
Yep.
But Yeah, and then the other big book they announced is The Death of X.
Oh, really?
Which is the prequel where we find out how the older Cyclops died.
Okay.
And it's a X-Men versus Inhumans thing.
Okay.
So they're finally going back to that 8-month time jump between the end of Secret Wars and Secret Wars.
I think that they were smart enough that that's they did that for a reason. Yeah. That there's enough story to tell now, but there's also that 8-month gap.
Well,
The DC didn't use that advantage when they did 1 year later.
They didn't because they just left it out there
like flopping in the wind.
One of the really cool things though too is it's at the point now where it's like, okay, what happened to him? Like I need to know.
And you need to know. I mean, definitely.
I like the younger Scott.
Right.
And he's gonna be that new Champions book.
Is he involved with X-23?
No, that was Warren Worthington from the past. The young Warren Worthington.
I thought that...
So. No, they're in the all-new X-Men book altogether.
Right.
So it's her and Scott and Warren and Hank and Kid Apocalypse.
Okay.
And then Pickles, one of the Banffs.
Okay.
So, there was another one whose name I cannot remember.
Yeah, I didn't pick up the new all-new X-Men.
Yeah, it's good. I really like it. Yeah. It's really well done. But the Champions book with it'll be Ms. Marvel, Nova, Cyclops, Young Cyclops.
It's all the young characters.
A bunch of the young characters.
That'd be cool if like Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
That would be really cool for them to show up. It's the art's by Umberto Ramos. Yeah, so I'm definitely getting that. All right. So next topic.
I actually got a sketch by him.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't. So
that's from back in. That's like. I think my first Wizard World.
Okay. Well, apparently the CW has found its rebound from its breakup with Hulu.
Yeah.
It's going to Netflix. So Netflix and CW this week confirmed a new licensing deal for all of their scripted series, which means the shows will air their seasons in their entirety 8 days after the season finale.
Okay.
That includes Supergirl. That includes
the 100.
The new ones, Frequency, No Tomorrow, and Riverdale, Legends, Arrow, Flash, all that stuff.
Wow.
Supernatural, Vampire Diaries. So instead of having to wait like 3 to 6 months, or usually they put it out like the week before the new season starts, they will do
that. How that will affect like the DVD Blu-ray market, because you know, there are still people that buy DVDs and Blu-ray.
There are.
Affects people that like were watching it on Hulu Weekly.
So I watched it on Hulu Weekly, and to be 100% honest, if it wasn't for Hulu, I would not have watched Arrow, because I didn't like the pilot.
Right.
I didn't like any of the previews. And it's like, who's this Batman guy?
Right.
Shooting arrows at people. And you know, I gave it a shot, and you know, I ended up enjoying it. The first season was good. The second season was great. It's been kind of a shit show since then. But you know, without this, it's like I don't watch anything in real time.
Right.
I'm not gonna spend, you know, $160 to get The Flash, Arrow, Legends, and The 100 on iTunes.
Have to subscribe on iTunes,
yeah, or something. Yeah. So now there's the CW Seed, which is their which is theirs, but it's only on their website,
right?
And like all CBS web properties, it sucks.
Yeah, they're slow.
No, not only is it slow, it's just really bad. Like it looks stupid.
There's no HD to that.
There is HD,
but
it's not good. It's
like I mean, I've watched like bits and pieces of stuff on that thing, and it doesn't look HD.
Like I guarantee the ratings for all those shows go down.
Probably.
And especially because I know you had issues with The Flash a couple times not DVRing, and you borrowed my Hulu account and you watched it. You know, those are the things where it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Do you think that like Netflix should look at airing them on a weekly basis?
You know, I think if Netflix did like the day after, that'd be awesome for them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that would let them like that would put Hulu out.
Would
of
that
business.
Pick up subscriptions? Is probably what
I think it would.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because at this point, it's I mean, I watch a bunch of like I like the Hulu originals. I think they're all really good. But at this point, it's like, well, what do I need Hulu for? Because I mainly used it to watch you know some of the CW shows, but because I gave up on Once Upon a Time.
Oh wow! Okay.
So like we have 4 left in our queue, and I told the wife and the kid, I'm like, you guys just watch them whenever you want. You don't have to wait for me. I don't care.
Yeah, we haven't even watched the previous season.
But
probably
yeah,
one of those. Wait for it to pop up on Netflix. Know,
I mean, The Flash season 2 isn't even on Netflix yet. That's like the weird thing.
Yeah, especially if you make that announcement, I would have put it on there.
It should have been that day. But you
especially
know,
since like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. already showed up.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's
that
really
was crazy.
Weird.
Which I liked because I got to go back and watch a couple episodes that I kind of didn't pay close enough attention to already. But yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. For me, like, I understand the deal and it's awesome that they can do that.
All right.
But I don't want to wait until May to watch.
To me, it's like even
shows.
The logic of like you don't have to air it the day after.
No, even
you
like
could air it like
days.
A week after or, you know. Do the four monthly episodes type thing or something like that. But it's one of those things where Netflix really should think about that and just be like, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they are looking at it. I mean, it might be people have talked about it and written about it.
I don't know what's going
at
on at Netflix, but, you know, hey, it's good for the CW and, like, you know.
I know what's going on at Netflix. Someone's rolling around on a mattress of money.
No, they're swimming in a Scrooge McDuck style
Scrooge
money
McDuck
bin.
Vault. Yeah. So,
although it's all cash. It's not coins.
Well, yeah, because you
we are not hurt. Oily like ducks.
Right.
Where we can...
right.
Anyway. All right. So moving on. Star Trek year. So we got to talk about Star Trek in every episode this year.
Do we talk about... I don't think we talk about it in every episode.
No, not every episode. Apparently, Mr. Sulu had to have a chat with his parents.
Yeah?
He decided to come out of the closet.
Okay.
Does that matter to you?
No.
No, not even a little bit. I was reading some comments earlier like, but he has a daughter in canon. Well, yeah,
he has
but
a daughter
that's the
in,
other
yeah, I was
universe,
gonna say
you know?
In the Prime universe, he has a daughter. And the funny thing is, they've shown a picture of the... Helmsman control board.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of a little girl on his area.
Okay.
Like he, you know, and how is it that
there's plenty
you can't
of gay
be
dudes
gay and
kids.
Not have a
kid,
you know?
Like, I think it's cool, you know, and like, honestly, like John Cho, there's the, what is it? Cast John Cho, or starring John Cho hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just like the starring Candace Chow from, Once Upon a, or not Once Upon a Time from, Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
You know, like, good. Give him more, like, cool, high-profile stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, of all the people in the Star Trek cast, he's probably the biggest box office person.
Sure.
I mean,
he's been, of the people in that cast, the only two that I remember seeing in movies before Star Trek were him and Chris Pine.
Zoe Saldana.
I don't remember seeing her name.
She was in The Losers.
She was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
In The Losers and, you know, some other stuff.
Yeah,
but
it's like, you know, nothing where it's like, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Uhura.
But, like, looking at like, John Cho's resume, you know.
It's Harold and Kumar.
He had the American Pie movies.
Right.
He had Harold and Kumar. He had that really funny show with Matthew Perry that was, like, short-lived on NBC. The one with Karen Gillian, Selfie, which he was the best part of. Here's the thing, though, is when you watch John Cho, it's like he's the best part of whatever he's in.
Well, sure.
So I'm excited that he's getting this opportunity and everything. And it's just kind of funny that, you know, George Takei, how do you say it?
Takei, either way.
You know,
I forget.
Came
how
out in real life.
It. Yeah.
You know, years and years later.
Well, and you figure and that's so, kind of the reason that they're probably
doing
it.
That's a nice little tip of the hat to, hey, you're never going to be in our movies because you can't really act. But
he always said you never knew. Like, he was a gay man playing Sulu, so it's like, he always played him as he was gay.
Yeah.
So it's like, Sulu, the whole time in the original Star Trek universe, was gay.
Sure.
And it's like, how hard is it to do artificial insemination in the 23rd century? Probably not that hard, because they can clone body parts.
Yeah. So, I think it's cool, you know, and here's the thing.
It's not that big a deal.
And it's not forced.
Right.
Because they're talking about, like, in Star Wars, right? Like, Poe and Finn, right?
All the Poe Finn
Like,
thing.
That's just forced. And, like, you know, why can't there be two guys who are friends? You know, why do you have to, like, and it's not why do you have to turn it into that? It's like, why make it something else? Like, let it be what it is. You know, I honestly think the Star Trek universe is way more diverse than Star Wars ever is or will be. So this makes sense.
I think the Star Wars universe is diverse, but there's so many aliens that you see in the Star Wars universe, whereas in the Star Trek universe, you know that aliens exist.
You see Klingons, you see Romulans, Vulcans, Andorians.
You see the common ones. No, those are pretty much the common
ones.
Those are
the four that you see.
Ferengi and Deep Space Nine.
The green people. The Orions. Yeah. So six.
Right. So, but I mean, like, you
know. The Kardashians.
I know. I'd like to see that show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
There's been memes about that.
There has been. Yeah, so. That would be an interesting show. Like, Star Trek decides to do a reality show and it's Kardashians. Dukat and his family.
That would be very funny. So, one of them becomes a female Kardashian after being a male Kardashian. Whatever their greatest general decides. Anywho. But no, it's all good, man. Like, I'm really
not, like, throwing. I mean, they're obviously jumping on this for.
I mean,
it's
rated PG or PG-13. There's not going to be. But he might kiss somebody.
The damn ship's getting blown up, and they're prisoners on a planet. I don't think they're going to be sexual things going on.
So wait, is he prison gay?
Ooh! Wow, you had to go there.
I'm kidding. Anyway, no, I'm looking forward to this. To be honest, I can't wait to see Beyond.
It's going to be crazy because it's just going to be mentioned in passing.
Yeah,
you know, it'll me and my husband adopted this girl.
Yeah,
is what it's going to be. It's literally going to be me and my boyfriend or husband adopted this girl.
The 1,000-word post on Nerdist that's posted in our show notes.
Yeah,
like. You know, that is more than we will see of screen time of this. So,
we talked about it more than
we've talked about it. And now we got to pay rights to CBS because we've once again talked about Star Trek stuff and gone over.
Damn it.
All right. So the next one is Pokemon Go. Now, you have a Windows phone, so you're SOL. But
I don't think I'm hurting in any way.
But if you
I'm not making fun of anybody, but I'm not a fan of Pokemon. So
if you have iOS or Android, it's out now.
Generation before Pokemon.
At a couple hours ago or earlier today, we're recording on Thursday. Their servers went down because there were so many people playing.
Yeah.
I'll say this: I downloaded it. I found Squirtle really quick, and I was kind of stuck in a
always
meeting.
My favorite name for a character too. Squirtle. So,
but when we're done here.
But you went and chased Jonathan Moxon outside.
You want me to do it, don't
no,
you?
No, it was just that thing where I was ran out the door.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Playing Pokemon Go may be the opportunity of your life, but I don't want your life.
Well,
anyway.
That's reverse, because that's me.
Well, I know. That's why I said it. But no, it was cool. It's fun. Like, I'm going to check it out, to be 100% honest. It will probably be on my phone for a week and then get deleted.
Like I said, somebody's going to end up walking out in the traffic or walking off a cliff.
When you log in for the first time, it's very clear. Every time you pull it up, it says, be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, right.
So.
Right.
But yeah,
Most people who use their phones aren't aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
And I can't wait until somebody drives and tries to play this game.
I can. Oh.
You know it's going to happen.
You know I have the little dashboard mount?
Yeah.
I thought about turning it on while I was driving, but I was like, nah, there's traffic.
If the game was to run Pokemon over?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we need to make that. That's a game we need to make. You need to go get some coding lessons.
You could probably code it in 10 minutes right now.
No. Anyway. But, yeah, just real quick, though. I mean, it's fun. It looks cool. You know.
Anybody who likes Pokemon, I'm like, go for it.
I'm probably gonna pull my bike out and go ride around the neighborhood later this evening and see what I can find.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
But anywho, all right. And then lastly, in our news bites, it says winter's going to be a little late. So Game of Thrones season 7 is going to be delayed, not very long, just by a few weeks.
Do they have a reason why?
Because where they shoot, they want to wait for summer to end and for winter
fall. Oh,
they want
it to actually be snow.
Because they don't necessarily want it to actually be snow, but they don't want it to be so bright out.
Yeah.
so that they can right. have that, because winter is here. When we got the White Ravens,
they want people to actually be able to see breath and not have to CG the breath in.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
but
I would assume that's part of what
I mean.
It
that's
is.
Part of it, but I think part of it too is just the aesthetic of the show. You know, they want it to look like the time of year it is. So concerns, worries,
no.
Do you even care?
Not at all. I don't care at all. It's on when it's on, and you watch it, and then it's over.
It's on when it's on.
People cry. People whine. People go into fetal positions because it only lasted, like, you know, that many episodes.
So that's the other thing. Season 7's only going to be 7 episodes.
Is it 7?
Season 8's going to be 6 episodes. Now,
I thought it was...
No. I'm guessing season 6, because they said the show's going to be roughly 73 to 75 hours.
Okay.
So that puts it at 73 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there will be a 2-hour finale.
Right.
Because why not, right? And then there's people who are like, oh, they're going to make a movie.
The Return of the King had a 2-hour finale after the end of the war, so.
Yeah.
You know.
God.
I know how to hit certain buttons.
That
so.
Movie. That movie.
It has 5 endings.
So the finale of season 6 had 5 endings.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were all good endings.
Right.
So anyway. All right.
But I mean, so, you know what I'm saying is, yeah. Like, you know, the if they do a 2-hour finale tagged on to those 6 episodes,
right?
It'll
oh,
be
no,
like,
no. I think season episode 6 will be a 2-hour and probably, or episode 6 of season 8 and probably episode 7 of season 7 will be 2 hours. So I don't think they're going to do an additional like
I think
movie
they should do
to
like
end it.
A conclusion, like wrap it up.
I think they'll do that with the show. I mean, these guys are great storytellers.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, they have surpassed the books.
Well, yeah,
with
you
quality.
Read the book, so.
You know, and like this season for me, and so we'll hop into season 6.
Yeah.
This season
We're
for
just
me
going right into
was
it
a lot. That's why I put this one last.
Sure.
The season for me was great because they weren't held hostage by George R.R. Martin.
Okay.
This was, I think, the second season that he didn't write any of the episodes.
Because he didn't have anything.
Well, he doesn't have time.
Right.
Because he needs to finish the goddamn books. Right. Like, hey, George, get to work on whatever's after Winds of Winter. I forget what the name of it is, but get it done. Just go right into it. You're not allowed to take breaks. No more Comic-Cons. Nothing until you're done writing.
You know he's going to be at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, he's got to get his con strange.
Yeah.
Anywho. But, no, season 6 was just, it was this.
Do you think that, like, celebrities are just at the Comic-Con for swag?
Oh, yeah.
They're just there to get shit. Like, anything free is up for grabs.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to sign some autographs, too? Okay, I'll do that. Today. So,
yeah, why do you think, like, Scott Wolf goes to stuff?
Well,
Or, what was it? A couple years ago, Joshua Jackson went down when Fringe was still on.
Yeah.
He went down and he was walking around like, oh, it's so awesome to see everyone at PaceyCon. And like, you know, he had a PaceyCon shirt on and like, you know, he tried to get in. Like, I mean, obviously they they didn't let him in.
Right.
But he's like, but I have my badge for PaceyCon right here. It was pretty funny. But you know he got all sorts of free stuff.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah, but, sure.
I mean,
well, it's like the Academy Awards where it's like, you know.
Yeah, the $250,000 gift
basket. It was
baskets.
Nice to be nominated.
Yeah.
But hey, I got this gift basket.
Sweet. I got a Jaguar.
Exactly.
You know? I got a trip for a month to Ireland or wherever they get to go.
It's hilarious.
So this season is it builds. Like,
yeah.
It did such a good job. And I know you watched it. I watched it week over week.
It was slow burning.
You kind of watched it in chunks.
Yeah. It literally was watched episode 1, episode 2. Had some issues, and then watched episode 3 through
what
8, like in a weekend.
Yeah,
I think it was over a period of 2 days.
So
she's addicted to it. I mean, when it's over, it's like it's over.
So
and
about
it's like yeah, it's over.
2 weeks before this,
gets the shakes.
The season ended. I started the rewatch.
Yeah,
and I'm already on like episode 2. Wait, whatever. Where am I? I am on episode 3. Season 6 already, because
nice.
I've just been, it's all I've been watching.
What do you do after that?
I'll go back to watching like Preacher and,
okay.
and you know, the stuff I've neglected for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've neglected a lot.
So there was stuff from the books, Like,
okay,
that was it. That was in the series season. The House of Black and White stuff with Arya,
okay,
was, you know, more or less verbatim. We got to see the end of it, which we did not get to see in the books yet.
Oh, okay.
Do
you think Georges is going to steal shit from the show?
Well, I mean, the rumor is he gave those guys the outlines of the last two books.
Okay.
So, I mean, he says he knows how it's all going to end, and I kind of believe him, you know, just because. But,
Why is it taking so long? You don't have somebody that can type for you?
Because he types a word a minute.
Yeah.
So, he's like...
Go like James Patterson and get some shadow writers.
I know. They're not even shadow writers. They get credit. Their names are right next to his, just a little bit smaller. Well,
no, James Patterson's always at the top, then they're at the bottom
just
of the
book. Just a little
but it's
bit
like,
smaller.
Hey, you know what? At least you're getting credit. Yeah. And it's like, how genius is that?
Yeah.
They work in an office off of his house. And then it's like, George R. R. Martin. Yeah. Hey, you could have been doing this the whole time.
So maybe we could get a little less description of areolas.
Really?
Dude, that's what he does. He gets like pervy deep on details.
Yeah. I don't need all that.
I don't either. That's why I listen to the audiobooks, because then I don't have to read it. It can tune out and you know. All right. So you want to talk like characters? You want to talk like favorite
whatever
moments?
However you want to go.
Let's start with Arya.
Sure.
So we'll start with Arya, we'll end with Cersei. And we'll kind of fill it in however we
That's fine,
kind of
yeah.
feel. All right. Arya, this season, is going through trying to learn how to become a faceless man. And
at the beginning, she's an eyeless wonder. So.
Well, and the whole point was she refused to let go of Arya Stark.
Well, right.
So, and, you know, to be honest, she never let go. And Jaqen H'ghar was okay with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean... He has a name.
Well.
You know, it's just one of those things where it's a little technical
thing.
So
in the
like,
books, that character is named the Kindly Man.
See, and that would be making like a more sense of a name, quote unquote.
And then there's always been the fan theory that it's really Cyrio Pharrell.
Which was the one who trained
sword,
her?
Yeah, her dancing master from the first season.
But they've never said it either way.
They have not. But, you know, we still have two seasons to find out.
Right.
You know, watching her grow.
Yeah.
Well, first off, just going back, having watched, you know, not too long ago, the first season.
Right.
And watching now, like, Maisie Williams is probably the most underrated person on the show. She's grown into just a fantastic young actress.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know... She definitely, she has that psycho thing dead behind the eyes down.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she's sweet and she's caring and you root for her. And like, it's not just because it's Arya going out and like doing Arya stuff.
Well, it's the whole thing of she's, of all the characters who have been hurt, she's been hurt the most.
I'd argue Sansa, but we can get to that later.
Well...
I mean,
Sansa. Did
Arya
she
hasn't
see,
been hurt.
Did she see Ned killed? Was Sansa there?
Yeah, she passed out. Remember?
Yeah, she passed out. But
Arya didn't actually see him get his head cut off because the dude from the Night's Watch covered her eyes. But you know, with Arya, she hasn't been hurt the most. She's been like the closest to always
abused the
just
most.
About getting back what she needs, right? She almost got back to Rob and Catelyn at the Red Wedding. She, you know, she almost got back to Lysa, Aaron.
Yeah.
At the
her
veil.
Aunt, yeah.
You know, so for her, she's been a series of like missed opportunities.
Right.
And she has then decided like, you know, with her and the Hound and their hard traveling heroes.
Right.
Like shtick, which was great. That should be its own show.
Right.
That should be what the spinoff is.
Well, I already said that. So, I'm curious to see when those two run into each other again.
Well, it's going to happen sooner rather than later because I feel like, so if you read the books, there's a character named Lady Stoneheart.
Yeah.
And it's Theoris of Muir and Beric Dondarrion bringing back Catelyn Stark.
Right.
Who, her throat is like severely slit. She's all bloated. Like, you know, they shouldn't have brought her back, but they did. And she goes around the Riverlands hunting Lannisters and Freys. Arya will fill that role without the
sure,
you know, zombie. And hopefully we get to keep Beric Dondarrion around because right. he's an awesome character.
Is he on her list, though?
No, he's okay. not. No, he's the dude with the eye patch.
So like, the other two guys that are with him are on her list, though?
No.
I thought one of them was, at least.
No. It was... So the only ones left are the Mountain and Cersei.
The Hound.
Well, no, she took the Hound off after she let him go.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. So it's the Mountain, Cersei, Ilyn Payne, and I think that's it. Because everyone else has died.
The Red Woman.
Oh, she did put the Red Woman on mm-hmm. there, yeah. So yeah. she kind of, the Red Woman kind of comes and goes on her list. But
well,
yeah,
the
no,
Red
you're
Woman's
right.
on her list because of
Gendry. Gendry, but, and yeah. so that's something that's completely different from the book and the show with right. Gendry. Because in the book, he's Edric Storm. I mean, there is a Gendry in right. the book, but it's not, he's not the bastard. But yeah, I don't know. I loved her arc this season from, you know, seeing her become much more strategic,
right.
less like tactical and, you know, being the wolf girl, like she was called early on. The scene where, the waif was chasing her through the streets of Braavos.
That was awesome.
I called that the best car chase we're ever going to see on Game of Thrones.
Oh, see, I felt like it was like, it felt like Arya had taken the Bourne identity.
Yeah.
And ran with it.
I was calling her, like the whole time I was calling her the Waifinator.
Yeah.
You know, because she just walked. Like, you know, she had that very Terminator-esque, like,
yeah,
just
she did.
Walk.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Arya had, like, planned. Like, she knew what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that
and
was
she,
the best part.
She lured her in. Like, you know, it was, that was great. You know, and then like just the end with Arya, the, you know, taking the face off. And,
oh, showing
and,
up at the.
And serving Walder Frey. The his Yeah. The twins.
The twins. Yeah.
Serving Walder Frey, his sons in the Frey pies.
Yep.
So which is the thing from the book.
That was from. The, okay.
But well, it's not her. It's just right. like, you know, people baked Walder Frey's children into stuff and fed okay. it to him. But anyway, yeah, and then
children that, you know,
and then at the end where she's like, "My name's Arya Stark,"
yeah,
you know, it was great.
You killed my father, prepare to die.
Exactly. I mean, more like, you killed my brother, prepare yeah. to die. Yeah. Oh, Roose Bolton was on that list too. So,
oh, okay,
her list for a while
damn
there.
It. Damn Ramsay.
Damn you, Ramsay Bolton, Lord Bolton, if you will. So yeah. So Sansa, right?
Oh, I
so,
thought we could just go oh, into Ramsay.
You want to talk about Ramsay? Well, no, let's do Sansa. We'll do Sansa, then Ramsay, then Jon.
Okay.
Okay. So Sansa is the most abused character on the show. Because, I mean, as a little girl in King's Landing, like, Meryn Trent and Joffrey tormented, beat, and abused her.
Yeah.
You know, she's had to deal with Littlefinger and his nonsense.
Now, in the
show,
they don't show as much of that as they do in the book, right?
They showed pretty. They showed
I
a
mean,
lot it, of it.
She got
but,
abused.
Yeah, I mean,
but
she.
Like,
it wasn't as bad. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, getting married off. Like a lot of her stuff too was the psychological. But like, men have been horrible to her.
Yeah.
Like they're like other than her dad.
Yeah.
Who even Ned, you know, bringing her all the way to King's Landing, you know, or not leaving when he could have.
Right.
You know, was like, dude, you have kids. You just got to go.
Right.
You know, go back to the north.
Get your army ready. Cause...
It's like having Russia in risk.
Yeah.
You're going to win because nobody can get all the way there.
Right.
But no, there's that. And then being, you know, essentially sold to Ramsay.
Right.
And Littlefinger knew what he was doing. And
yeah,
he knew
sure.
what he was getting because he's trying to show her he's her savior.
Right.
And he's so not.
And she knows that
and
now.
She's so much better at the game. You know, I think I told you.
She's grown into the game.
Well, she was raised in it. Like, you know,
right.
like, you've adopted the game.
Oh,
I was raised in
bang.
The game. You know, I mean, but honestly, she has been. She's been raised in the game.
Well, right.
And, like, you know who she learned it from? Cersei and Littlefinger.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But the thing about it, you watch her in the first couple years. She doesn't know anything.
She was awful. Like,
yeah,
she was my least favorite
like
character for the first couple years.
Yeah.
And at the end of season 4, when she came down the steps with her hair
yeah.
dyed black, it's like, who is this?
She
like,
knew
this is a character
point,
I want to see.
Like, how to play the game.
And, well, she didn't. She knew better.
Yeah.
But, like, then she had to deal with, like, the Ramsay Bolton factor.
Right.
But no, I look forward. I think, you know, she's going to end up being the wardeness of the North.
Right.
I do not think John will stay in the North. I don't think he'll be king in the North for very long. Just because he's...
Do you think that, like, by the end she'll be married to somebody, or...
I don't know. We'll see.
For me, it would be one of those funny things that she, like, who would she marry? Greyjoy.
See, yeah, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. But
because at this point, marrying Theon doesn't help her. Now she's been so sexually abused.
Right.
By Ramsay.
So having a eunuch would be the way to go.
Having Theon would... It wouldn't matter to her either way.
Right.
Because, you know, obviously Theon loves her in a way.
Yeah.
You know, he showed that.
Well, that's why he left and went and did his thing. Yeah. We'll get to Theon too. But, no, I don't know. Sansa's is definitely one of the most interesting stories to follow.
Yeah.
Coming up. And then Ramsay this season killed his dad.
This is the one character I had no sympathy for whatsoever.
More so than Joffrey?
Like, Joffrey I just didn't like because he was a little spoiled brat.
Right.
This guy I did not like just because I did not like him.
He was the first real villain. Yeah. Like, and, like, Joffrey was just, like...
A spoiled brat.
He was spoiled, yeah. He was... Joffrey could be nice.
With Joffrey... Is that genetically he was screwed up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was like, what was it? The Targaryens. Every time a Targaryen's born, the gods flip a coin.
Right.
To figure out if they're going to be sane or crazy.
Right.
And that happened to Joffrey.
Right.
And he turned out to be pretty crazy. But no, Ramsay is the first evil.
Yeah.
Like, pure evil that we've seen on the show. You know, from what he did, how he maimed and mutilated Theon to after he took Theon's favorite toy... Sitting there eating a sausage, making Theon think he was eating Theon's favorite toy. You know, it goes from there. The way he treated her.
Yeah.
The way he treated Sansa was horrible. You know, as soon as Lady Walda had the baby and it was a boy, like, it's like, oh, that thing's dead. Like, so dead.
Oh, yeah.
I did not see it coming when he killed Roose.
Yeah, Roose was the surprise.
And when Roose, even when Roose says, you'll always be my firstborn, it's like, wait a second, is that like, you know, that was kind of a double-edged comment there. And I think Ramsay took it as, okay, great, time to go. And then the way he got rid of his sister and little brother was horrific.
You mean like his stepmother?
Stepmother, sorry. Stepmother. And little brother. Yeah.
Little brother.
Like, that was rough.
Oh, yeah,
it was. And, like, they did a great job not showing it.
Yeah.
But hearing it. You heard her scream.
Yeah. And
the kind of the tearing of the dogs biting in. You know, the whole game he tried to play with John, even when John was still at Winterfell, you know, writing the letters and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, his game, because obviously it's all games.
Oh, yeah. He's Jason Todd.
Yeah. His game wasn't a good game.
No.
Like, he should have seen his end was near.
Well, Roose even told him, he said, if you act like a mad dog, you're going to be treated like a mad dog. And in the end, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Was he brilliant strategically?
At times.
At war.
Yeah.
Like, you know, way...
He wasn't as good at war strategically. He was good at terror.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
He was a terrorist.
Yeah.
He literally, in this universe, he was a terrorist.
So, like, the having...
To the point of making your flag a flayed man upside down. Well,
I mean,
down.
That's what... Yeah. I mean, that's House Bolton. That's, right. That wasn't him doing that. That's how...
But he was doing it for real.
Well, but that's what they did. And Ned outlawed flaying.
Right.
But after Ned died, you know, Ramsay took it back up.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's the family business. But, yeah... The battle, like you're saying, with the terror, by having the Bolton army surround them with the shields and the spears.
The pincer move. Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, and the wildlings, the way they were acting was awesome.
John had talked about doing that to them.
Right.
And it was like, well, no, we won't do that.
He had said it, and Torrin's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And you know, he's like, we'll surround them. And he's like, oh, I got it. Like, that was what that was. That wasn't... John saying we're not going to do it, but
it was just, well, it's one of those things where if your people don't know what you're talking about, why you use that as a
right. All right.
Yeah. Just when it happened and I'm sitting there watching it, I'm like, oh, they were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I
know a couple weeks ago we talked just briefly about the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah.
But damn, that was a good episode. Like,
best episode of the season. For me, it was
probably the best episode of the series, to be 100%
maybe
honest.
Yeah.
The way, I don't know if you didn't get a chance to watch like the making of how they did man, the work that went into making that, and you know, their commitment to having a real medieval battle, because we haven't seen a real battle. I mean, we've seen like the aftermath.
Did they
of
have a lot of and, like not cosplayers but reenactors?
Kind of. They had,
because I mean there were guys that looked like they were probably like the reenactors that reenact like,
well,
you know, Braveheart battles,
in, what,
and
Ireland or wherever they shot,
right?
At,
yeah.
But,
so I mean, over here we have reenactors for the Civil War. Over there they have reenactors for like the Braveheart battles, the Beric Dune battles, and you know, all that stuff. So it's like I could see them getting reenactors.
So there
reenactors
were only about
100
extras,
yeah,
total. And they filled it all in with like CG and stuff like,
yeah,
that. The stuff with the horses was awesome. But the end to this battle with Jon and 1-1 and Torrhen,
yeah,
running, you know, after Ramsay.
Yep.
And you know, they get to the wall and Ramsay's like, shh, we're in Winterfell.
We're
got
fine.
Nothing.
We're protected.
Bam, giant hand comes through the wall.
Yep.
It was like, wow. You know,
if somebody had to go out the way that Wun went out, it's like, that was awesome.
Right.
Because, I mean, that dude was like, looked like a pincushion at that point.
I mean, he was covered in arrows and spears. And
that's, I think, Ian White, who had played a Predator in, like, Aliens versus Predator.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like a giant guy anyways.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, they CG stuff. But it's like, the dude's really tall. So it's like, you know, as tall as Wun is on the show, it's probably a little bit taller than Ian White, because I think he, like, maybe 7'4", 7'5".
The Giants are like 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
Or taller. So, I mean,
that's
3 feet.
You imagine them shooting that, and he stands, I mean...
Well, so what they...
Kit Harington isn't that tall.
No,
you can tell he's not a tall guy.
They showed some of that, where, like, a lot of the 1-1 stuff was him on a green screen.
Well, sure,
and
they
just put him in later. Ramsay deciding okay, I will fight you 1-on-1.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, he has the bow and arrow.
Right.
John handled that well. And then, you know, his end came the only way that could be
Sansa.
Satisfying.
I mean, that was Sansa's idea.
So her little smirk when she was walking away, it's like...
Scary woman at that point.
It's like, wow, you are someone to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Sansa Stark. But the fact that his dogs ate him, I thought was the most poetic thing ever.
Yeah.
So.
And then they probably killed the dogs.
I'm guessing you probably have to at that point. I mean, those dogs were pretty horrible.
Well, it was the most
horrible.
I mean,
he raised them to be
the
horrible.
The most horrible thing is he's sitting there freaking out because he knows what's about to happen.
Yeah.
The dog licks him like you're my master.
And
then just goes, rah!
Well, and he's going, sit.
Yeah.
Sit.
It's like, no, at that point, you had starved them.
Oh, yeah. 7 days.
Yeah. He was so cruel to them, too, that it's like, you know, he got his comeuppance from them.
But yeah, I mean...
A good ending to a villain.
It was. It was very satisfying. Because there's not a lot of satisfaction in some of these deaths.
Right.
His was... Like, I didn't find Joffrey's death very satisfying.
No.
It
was rather quick.
Well, and it was just... You know, honestly, it was... I don't want to call it tragic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, no one deserves to go out like that.
Right.
Not even Joffrey. Whereas Ramsay totally got what he deserved.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then so moving on to Jon, like, kind of starting at the end of there, when Jon had Ramsay ready to, you know, just finish beating him to death, he looks up and he sees Sansa and he realizes, hey, wait, this one's yours.
Yeah.
You know, I've killed a lot of people. This one's yours.
Yeah, he has killed a lot of people.
So John's story starts off, and I love the way they did it, that we didn't see anything about him until the very end of the episode, or the first episode.
Second episode?
Well, we saw him lying on the table in the first episode, and I think she brings him back at the beginning of the second. No. She brings him back at the very, very end of the first, and he sits up, and he's like, oh, I'm alive.
Was that? I thought it was the second episode.
It might have
for
been.
Some reason.
I don't know. They've kind of all run together.
Well, the first episode was they literally No, she doesn't do it in the first episode because that's when she takes off her mask.
Right, right, right. That was the end of the first episode. Yeah, so she does it at the beginning of the second.
When they hurt my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did hurt your eyes.
Hey, it was awesome. It was an awesome CG effect.
And, I don't think it was CG. I think it was makeup. I think it was practical makeup. You think it was makeup?
I thought it was CG, but no. I'm like, that's an awesome effect. Mm-hmm. Either way, makeup or CG.
It's even more like, awesome if it's makeup.
It's just because they, I mean, you know, obviously I've seen an older woman naked before, but.
You have?
She's like 4,000 years old. So they made her more deteriorated.
I don't think she's that old in the TV show.
Yeah.
Like, because the TV show is not, like, the history is not that long.
Well, right.
So
well,
she might be like a couple hundred years old. Because the three-eyed raven is only like 200 or 300 years old.
I thought he said he was 1,000 years old, that he had been doing that for 1,000
years. He might have been 1,000, because in the book, he's way older than 1,000 years old.
But I mean, even thinking she's 1,000 years old, it's like they made her look 1,000 years old. I mean, she had stuff that just like the way they did
You know what she looked like?
What?
Station. From Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Oh, yeah.
She looked like Station.
Yeah, she did. Maybe that's why it terrified me.
Every time I see her, I was just like, Station.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, anyway.
The worst part's when she's getting into the bed. Because it's like, it looked uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And that because obviously she was, old frail. Crank and bones and that. And, but I'm like, they still haven't really acknowledged why she did that.
Because she wanted... Well, I mean, if you watch the after the show stuff,
she
just wanted to see herself.
Yeah.
Because she can't live with who she is after what she did to Shireen.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that came back to get her. I mean...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right. So, John.
Yeah.
Right? I think I called it pretty well when I said he was going to leave the Night's Watch because... His watch ended.
Well, you didn't tell me that. Because
I know I didn't tell you that, but, you know, and it was a great scene because he hands Ed the Lord Commander's cloak.
Yeah.
And Ed's like, duller as Ed. And he's like, what do you want me to do with this? Wear it? Burn it? I don't care. You know, my watch has ended.
Yeah.
Peace out, bitches. You know, come on, Ghost. Let's go.
Right. Well, did he leave Ghost there? Or?
No, he took... Well, see... I don't know. It's confusing because, you know, Ghost obviously wasn't in the Battle of the Bastards because of, you know, budget and
a dog
would
die fast.
Well, I mean, we saw what happened to Summer.
Yeah.
And poor Shaggy Dog.
Yep.
Anyway, but no, John's arc this season. This was my favorite season of John.
He didn't come off as whiny.
John makes a lot of stupid choices.
Yeah.
And he made some stupid ones.
It seemed
this
like
time.
Dying made him grow up.
Well, Aemon said when he became the Lord Commander, you have to kill the boy.
Yeah.
And I think this was the boy being killed.
Yeah.
He's finally the man. Or a man.
My question is, did they sew those holes up or what?
I think they healed because Beric's healed.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's just...
So...
I just imagine him having them holes.
Just walking around, like sounding like a
he
wind.
Breathes,
like
he breathes out of every hole. He exhales out of his chest.
He's like SpongeBob.
There you go.
Anyway. John Bob Squarepants.
Wow, let's not see that.
Anyway, John Bob Wolfpants?
No, let's not see that either.
Anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed him this season. He has never been one of my favorite characters.
No.
He's always been a character I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Just because he's the most action hero of everyone on the show. He's got all the cool sword fights and, you know, he goes and he fights White Walkers and giants and, you know, all this cool stuff.
It's a shame that people didn't try and take over the Castle Black and he would have had to do everything barefooted. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, no kidding. He's just got the wife beater on.
Yeah, exactly.
But the wife beater and then a cloak over it.
Yeah.
Because that's the medieval.
Yippee-ki-yay, my lord.
my lord. But, yeah. No, so he came into his own.
Yeah.
You know, he had the battle. He worked with Davos, which was great.
Those two, that's a team right there.
From the end of season 5, where when Stannis sent Davos back to the wall, you saw this happening. Like, you saw, even when Stannis was still alive, Davos taking the time, like, he sees something in you.
And, yeah.
You know, all of this. Davos is one of my favorite characters in the book and on the show. But the council, for the first time ever, John had someone to counsel him. Because since Ned said, you know, the next time I see you, I'll tell you about your mom. Since Rob said the next time I see you, you'll be all in black. You know, he hasn't had that older brother,
right,
father to look up to. Because as soon as he got to the wall, you know, Alistair was, you know, just a douche.
Yeah.
You know, because he's like, instead of taking like, hey, wait, we have this kid who is talented. Let's like groom him and like, you know, let me make him better.
Right.
And instead, you know.
Spoiled rich kid coming to the wall.
Lord Snow.
Yeah. Lord Snow.
But without all of
how
that,
he doesn't. How many snows are probably on that wall?
Dozens.
Yeah.
You know.
So but they all have fathers who are lords. And
not necessarily. No, yeah. Snow is just
well, I know,
any
but
bastard.
You know a lot of them kids well, probably, are the yeah. sons of lords.
Well, they might not know they're sons of lords.
Yeah,
that's part
that's
of
true.
It. That's
true.
Their moms could tell them they're sons of lords, but in reality, you know, it's
they just
different.
Knew that Johnny Boy was because
yeah. he well,
because
he was the bastard of Winterfell.
Winterfell, yeah.
And his uncle Benjen was the first ranger. No, the that,
is that like the first Avenger or something?
Kinda, yeah. So after the
man,
resurrection.
There's so many mashups you could do with the show
oh,
with
yeah.
other stuff.
Yeah, I know. After the resurrection and him taking out his conspirators.
Yes.
Did not think he was gonna hang Ollie. I thought he was gonna
you really
try
thought
and, I thought he was gonna forgive the
man,
kid.
That was disturbing too.
Dude, and it really was.
Yeah.
Not because we didn't really we saw him
well, that
fall.
Was the that was when his watch ended.
Right.
When he,
well, yeah,
when,
that was
when he
ended,
had to
so.
Finally decide, I have to hang all these people.
Yep.
And it's like, enough death. Enough death that is my fault.
Yeah. I thought he was going to pull the thing, hang the other three, and then cut Ollie's rope. And
yeah.
be like, you know, this is your second chance.
I would have hung him.
Well, you're,
yeah.
So, it's because you're a sick bastard.
Well, you know.
But anyway.
You stabbed me through the chest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For the watch.
Yeah. yeah, but the watch has to evolve.
It does. And yeah. I think... The people who are left see that
yeah.
and they're going to do that. But no, so, I mean, John's story ended really, really cool. We got the answer to R plus L equals J, finding
yeah.
that Rhaegar Targaryen is his dad
yeah.
and Lyanna Stark is his mom. You know, it's still a little ambiguous,
that sword fight,
but
outside of that, place.
Well, with Arthur Dayne, the Sword
yeah.
of the Morning. And
well,
Ned.
They had always talked about
well,
talked about
and
him
so
on the show.
So that's the
before.
Beauty of it is they we'd always heard of this, and even in the books, we've
yeah.
always heard of it. We've never seen it.
Well, they talk. I mean, there didn't they talk about on the show how Arthur Dayne was a great swordsman.
He was the greatest swordsman.
Yeah, and it's yeah. like you finally got to see.
And so
he's fighting with two long swords,
right? And so like the big thing there is you know. That's how important Lyanna Stark was to
right.
Rhaegar. Because had Arthur Dayne been on the battlefield at the Trident,
yeah,
like Robert Baratheon does
he
not kill Rhaegar.
Yeah,
you know,
wouldn't
it
have
just
got
doesn't
away with
happen.
What he got away with, right?
So, yeah, I don't know. So it that was a great thing to find out. Jon being king of the North at the end, I think he's going to end up, you know, not being king of the North.
Do you think he'll die?
No.
No.
No, because he's one of the three heads of the dragon.
So he will ride one of those dragons?
I think it'll be him and Daenerys and
Tyrion.
Because there's always been the rumor that Joanna Lannister and the Mad King Aerys. That Tyrion
oh,
is
that Tyrion
his
is...
son.
Okay.
You know, because Tyrion's you know,
yeah.
also a bastard then.
so literally... three Targaryens.
Right. So,
yeah.
You know, and like the Sith, there can always be two. There are always two. With Targaryens,
there's
always
three.
Three
because
no,
of
kidding.
The heads.
But, no. So, you want to jump into Tyrion?
Yeah.
He had a great season.
Yeah.
When Dany shows up during the siege from the Masters, and he's like, we're a city on the rise.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything's
like,
fine.
And she's like, really?
He's like the car salesman of Westeros.
But he's not, though, because he is a badass who follows up on what he says
well, right,
and does.
But he can sell anything yeah. to you.
Because he's like, well, you know, crime is down.
Yeah.
Commerce is up.
We're doing fine.
We're doing fine.
Yeah.
We've
meanwhile,
got this little
meanwhile
thing
the docks
happening.
Are getting bombed.
So,
no, the best, my favorite thing of his this season
yeah.
was going and talking to the dragons.
Yeah.
It's like he became the dragon whisperer.
Yeah, he was Tyrion, yeah. Tyrion Lannister, dragon whisperer.
When I was a kid... I always wanted a dragon. And the one responded to him
yeah,
like, oh,
like,
hey, cool. Hey, we're friends.
Take the neck thing off.
Come on.
And I loved what he said to Varys on the way out.
Yeah.
The next time I have something, an idea stupid like that, stop me.
Just stop me. And that, but he's done that multiple times where he's done like crazy stuff and you're like,
it's paid off. Okay. Like leading the men out into the Mudgate to take on the Baratheon force. I think my favorite scene with him was that last scene he had with Dany, where she named him Hand of the Queen.
Oh, okay. You were talking about standing on the boat, like
No. It was that.
Everybody should have been wearing capes, and they should have been blowing in the wind.
No, but they all should have been on their own ships at the end. I'm king and queen of the world. But just that talk that they had, because it's very clear that they are, you know, like he doesn't love her.
They're more kindred spirits.
They are. He sees in her like who he would be if he wasn't the half man.
Yeah.
Like, because if Tyrion were Jaime, like take Jaime's body, put the hand back on and put Tyrion's brain in there.
Right.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
There's no one in the Seven Kingdoms who doesn't follow that guy everywhere.
Oh, and he would have killed Cersei and been ruling the country. You know, he would have many wives, not just one.
So, yeah, he would have been.
Let's see that story.
That's a great Elseworlds.
Yes.
Qyburn switches their brains.
Nice.
Tyrion's story was great. I'm really interested to see what happens when he hits.
Peter Dinklage is always fun to watch.
Dude, how he doesn't win the Emmy every year for Best Dramatic Actor. Because he's the main character of the show.
You think so? Well, to he me. is the main cast.
So, like, I think he's, is he the number one?
Yeah, he's number one now. Yeah.
For me, he's always been of the show,
right?
The main character, because I feel like he gets the most screen time. In the book, not so much. Like
book, he's like a deformed.
Well, in the book, he got his nose cut off,
right? So, but he's kind of impish.
Yeah, he's more.
Yeah,
like, Peter Dinklage is a handsome man.
Yes, he is. So, yeah,
but
more with the beard than not.
Did you remember him on Nip Tuck?
I'd never watched Nip Tuck.
Okay, he had a great arc.
I remember him on. What was it? A show called Threshold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Brent Spiner and Carla Gugino. And he was like a scientist on there. And it's like, and then he showed up in Elf.
Yep. And he's in The Knights of Badassdom, where if you guys haven't seen that movie, you have to go see it. So is Ryan Kattan.
Yeah.
From True Blood.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. But like, yeah, he no matter if it's comedy or drama,
he just nails
really,
it. Yeah,
like,
he's really, really good.
Eats it up.
So he's a great actor.
Yeah.
I loved his arc. Danny's arc this season kind of took a roundabout way to get to where it needed to be.
Yeah.
She was the big, like, quote unquote tent pole moments of the season with, you know, burning the Dothraki calls.
That was awesome.
The scene where she flew the three dragons out over the Master's Armada.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed this, but when they were breathing fire down on the one ship, did you notice like the concussive force?
The water's going like
it
away
wasn't
from the
just
boat.
Burning. It was like pushing everything down. It was so cool.
Well, it was that whole thing, and you know, I talked to her about it as we're watching it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, the strategist she's became, has become scary because it's like I literally told her before she flew out there. I said she's gonna burn one ship, and she was like, why is she gonna just burn one?
Because she wants the rest of them.
I said, but she's setting an example that I can do this at any time I want
to any of you.
Yeah.
So, no, and then her moments with Yara,
Greyjoy,
Didn't know
if they were flirting with each other or if they were like...
You know, I think it was just a mutual respect of two women who want to be queen.
And then what, Jorah? Is that his name?
Jorah Mormont.
Yeah, when he finally told her, I love you.
I love you, Khaleesi.
Khaleesi! When it's the thing where it's like, her reaction was perfect.
Yeah.
Because she already knew it.
Well, yeah, she
But it was like, you know, for him to confirm it was like, she didn't play it off. She was like... Okay.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
But you need to go deal with yourself.
Go heal yourself.
Yeah,
that's
take
your
care
order.
Of yourself before you come
because
back.
Because he wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And she loves Dario Naharis.
Yeah. But so. I think she loves Jorah, too.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the way she handled Dario Naharis at the end was really cool.
Yeah.
And, again, shows that strategic mind that she hasn't always had. I was pretty happy with Dany for the most part. Like I said, like... It took a while to get to where she needed to be, and we're finally on our way to Westeros.
Yeah.
So,
That'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Well, so I was reading a fan theory on Reddit that this guy thinks Euron Greyjoy is going to go to King's Landing now and offer his ships to Cersei for marriage, you know, because he wants to be the king.
Sure, yeah.
So, which makes sense because then that kind of evens the playing field.
Right.
Because I think for her to come back and just wash over King's Landing and the Seven Kingdoms isn't as dramatic or as fun as it sounds on paper.
But with a shorter season, it's going to have to be quick.
Well, so I imagine just in my, you know, the way I would plot it is the first two seasons are bad, or first two episodes are battle.
Yeah.
Cersei is eaten by a dragon. And then the next, you know, what, however many episodes are left from that point, 11, are her.
See, I
are her this... setting up to rule the Seven Kingdoms and then going to fight the battle for the Dawn.
Yeah.
So that I mean, that's kind of how I see
this
it.
Next season as just a Stratego type thing where everybody's going to be moving. There are pieces on the board.
I feel like Dany has to be queen quickly, like
by the
sooner.
By the end of that season,
I think it needs to be before the end of the season because, like, we've seen how she's grown as a ruler.
Right.
The people of Westeros will love her.
Yeah.
Because she will be.
Because she's going to have three dragons sitting up on that castle, well, and
there's
they don't
not
have a
just
choice.
That, but there, no, but I mean, but here's the thing: she has three dragons and Meereen, and they still, for the most part, love her.
Well,
the
right.
ones who aren't the sons
because
of the Harpy.
She doesn't treat them like commoners. She treats them as equals.
Well, she doesn't want to kill them all,
right.
like Cersei does. But no. So Theon.
Yeah.
He had an interesting arc this season. He saved Sansa at the end of season 5.
Right.
He and Sansa come across Brienne.
Yeah.
And Podrick Payne, who's one of my other, like, little favorite characters.
Right.
And does something very un-Theon-like and thinks about somebody else. It's like, dude, it took you 6 seasons to figure this out.
Well,
like,
right.
If you would have just...
But how many seasons was he Reek?
One.
One whole season?
I guess two seasons, really. So, well, I mean, I guess one whole season, then most of his season getting him to be Reek.
Right.
But, no, his arc was good. I like that he went back to Pike.
Well, right, yeah.
He and Yara made up, and they're a good team. Like, when they were on their way to Meereen, and they were in the brothel, and she's like, you know, what, little brother, this doesn't interest you? And she's like, all right, sorry, no more jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, she picked on him, and she obviously had probably done that the whole...
Well, yeah, she's the older sister.
Right.
So,
I didn't see
like,
that
imagine
coming
if Jamie were your older sister.
She, like, I didn't even think about her sexuality, but... Like when they're at the brothel and she's making out with her, I'm like, oh, okay.
I think she's kind of like Omni. Like she'll like, you know, she's like Oberyn, where like she's going to pick whatever's going to make her happy in that moment.
But I just didn't see that coming at that moment. Okay. I'm like, oh, okay. That makes some sense of why she acts the way she acts.
Yeah. So, all right. And then let's see, just real quick, Brienne, we kind of lost track of her.
Jamie. I think Brienne had a good interaction with Jamie.
That was
great.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, finally that thing where I'm like, man, if two people were meant to be together but not meant to be together.
Brienne and Jamie?
Yeah. It's like
love each other.
They would have beautiful kids.
They love each other. Oh, yeah.
They would have beautiful kids.
They're
going to
be
tall
and they're gonna be tall and like jacked like her.
And all
like
blonde.
Beautiful like Jamie.
Yeah.
So, but no.
Yeah, it was that thing where their interaction was like, you know, I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. It's just like everything was that, I
like,
love you.
I half expected him to say I love you and her to look at him and go, I know.
Well, the best part, well, it happened really in that episode because she's like, here's your sword back. No, you keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it, baby. Just keep that sword.
I did like how he was at River Run on the balcony.
Watching
her and Pod are rowing away and he just waves with his golden, with his gilded steel hand and she just waves back and it's like, that's the perfect moment.
Because
I was glad we didn't see any more of her
after that.
It's the last
time they were going to see each other. I don't think they'll see each other again.
No, well, yeah.
I think if one sees the other, one's going to be dead.
True.
Because I think that Jamie's not going to last.
Well, so with Jamie, there's Cersei's prophecy that the little brother will kill her.
Yeah.
And Jamie is also her little brother.
Right.
But she is so literal and
she thinks ridiculous. It's Tyrion.
It's Tyrion because Tyrion, Joanna died in childbirth.
If it happens, it'll be Jaime protecting Tyrion.
Yeah,
killing her.
I think so.
Yeah,
but
I think he'll already be like half dead at that point.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just see he's such a tragic character.
He's one of my favorites as well. Yeah, he's probably my top three or four.
Right.
I loved brash, cocky, villainy,
right,
Jaime Lannister, because he was never a bad guy. I mean, he was a dick, and you know what he did to Bran wasn't cool.
Right.
But he's also, you know, enamored with his twin sister who pulls all the strings.
Yeah, she does.
So, I'm excited to see what happens with Jaime. The look on his face at the end of the season
when she was being crowned,
as she had her coronation, tells you everything you need to know about where his head's at.
Yeah,
because he's terrified because he knows how.
Well, right, but because she's the whole thing where he's like, "I'll be with you. It's just you and me, and all that." And then it's like he rolls back in, sees that the sept is like gone.
Oh yeah, it's still. And then he walks in and
he's like, he's just like looking around, like, "What the hell's going on?
What just happened?"
And it's like, you know, the best of their kids jumped out a window. At that point, he knows that
he took King's Landing literally, right?
Yeah.
Love that meme that you shared. So yeah, I'm glad Tommen's gone. I found Tommen more annoying than Joffrey
because he was just like,
he was just so misguided. He was just nothing. It was just like really
easily manipulated.
Yeah,
he literally was. His strings were being pulled by Marjorie and
Cersei. Oh yeah, and the sparrow, the high sparrow.
Yeah. Well, so. Yeah, in this season, the high sparrow really was pulling his strings.
I was glad to see Marjorie go.
Yeah,
that whole Highgarden thing needed to end.
Well,
so
it needed to be pushed to the point where it's like, you know,
well,
you see ships that are Highgarden ships.
See, I watched it and I didn't see it. So I was looking at the sails and I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a few in there. There's a few of
because I know Varys is back. So like when you said that, I'm like, oh, that makes sense because Varys was back
through a boom tube or something.
He's a mermaid.
He's a what?
He's a mermaid.
Oh, he's a mermaid.
So
is Arya too?
No, Arya can actually like.
I thought she might have frequent flyer miles.
She's she's like Nightcrawler. She's
she bamfs
everywhere. So bamf, bamf, bamf. But
that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
See, we're doing mashups again.
Yeah. Best mashup ever. No, so let's see. Varys.
X Game of Thrones.
Yes.
No, the X Games of Thrones.
The Uncanny Game of Thrones.
Nice.
So, no, Varys had a good story arc this season. He pushed the Targaryen restoration project.
The thing that was cool about it is his story arc is there.
Yeah.
But you barely see it because that's the way Varys works.
Right. And it's like far from over.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff with the Sand Snakes, killing Prince Doran was awesome. That didn't happen in the books. You know, Illyrius Sand is someone not to mess with. So, you know, it was nice to see
the interaction between her and the grandmother.
Oh, that was great when younger ones too.
She literally told the three of them,
"You look like a boy.
Yeah,
you are an idiot. What do you have to say?" That's what I thought.
Yeah, just be quiet. Yeah.
So
yeah, her interaction with those sand sisters,
Lady Olena, is awesome. You know,
they couldn't have cast that better. I mean,
so they need to do. She's got like what is it? The Dowager Duchess on Downton Abbey. Is that McGonagall?
Yeah,
what's her name? I
can't remember her name.
Anyway, like they need to
do a video of it.
No. Just like take the clips of them insulting people, just back and forth at each other.
That would be awesome.
But yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then let's see, who else? Are we leaving anybody out? Oh, Samwell.
Yeah,
Samwell Tarly.
Yeah,
went back to the Reach. Went to House Tarly. Stole their Valyrian sword. And,
which you know is going to come up.
Yeah. Ended up in the Citadel. Now we understand.
Ended up his Dornes Bell.
Yeah. Now we understand.
another.
Well, so here's the thing. Okay. So now when we see the Citadel, we kind of understand the opening credits.
Yeah.
Because that's the Citadel watching everything. Yeah. And then there's something else I noticed is. It goes dragon, stag, wolf,
right.
Lion, right? Wait, no. it goes lion, stag, wolf, dragon.
Yeah.
Right? So dragon and stag fight. Lion and wolf fight.
Yeah.
Lion and stag are alliance.
Yeah.
Lion and wolf are, or stag and wolf are alliance. And now stag and
dragon and wolf.
Or not, now wolf and dragon will be an alliance.
Right.
Because, like, in the past, the Targaryens and the Lannisters were an alliance.
Right, yeah.
So, like, that's the only part that's, like, unfilled. Because right. It doesn't make sense for them to be enemies the way things have worked out. So,
that'd it'll be interesting. Interesting to see where that goes.
I think it's just kind of giving stuff away. And I'm reading way too much into things.
You are.
But, no, the Citadel was amazing. That was one thing I've been waiting. No women allowed. That guy was awesome. By the way, like, that could not have been a cooler
for,
scene.
For just a scene where it's like, we just need to cast this guy as a doorman. And then he goes, you're not coming in, baby.
The way he just, the way he looked up with that, like, raised eyebrow. Yeah. Like, what is this nonsense?
What are you doing with a woman
well,
here?
The last we heard, Jorah Mormont was the, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's like, obviously you didn't get that raven.
Aemon Targaryen is the maester. He died.
Yeah. You
know, Sam has turned into a really great character.
Yeah, he's the common man for this show.
Like, considering, you know, he's super highborn.
Yeah, but he's like the man on the street type thing.
I think,
like,
he's the moral compass of the show.
Yeah.
He's the one who's leading them in the right way and, like,
see,
doing the research.
Cersei Lannister was the moral compass of the show. Just kill everybody.
With no true north.
Yeah.
But no, Sam was great. Looking forward to seeing.
Well, Sam
sometime.
And Gilly, just that whole thing where it's like, you know, they're like really good friends.
Well, they love each other,
but they love
much.
Each other too, yeah. And it's like, but they like neither one of them can say it right now.
They
for some
did
reason.
It, you know. They did the deed.
Yeah.
On you know after Sam defended her and right. got beat up, and then they did it on the boat again. So, you know, he's gonna end up with her.
Yeah.
Because he even said, like, you know, well, it's like they won't get married, but they'll be together.
Well, it's going to be so. John on the Iron Throne, and he'll be his maester.
You don't think it'll be Dany on the Iron Throne?
No.
Is Dany going to die?
I think she'll die.
All right. So let's talk about Cersei.
Yeah.
All right. Cersei had
murderer
the most interesting season. She's my absolute least favorite character.
Okay.
And not. Because I think she's stupid, and not because, like, I don't like Lena Headey.
Yeah.
She just makes me so angry.
That's what, like, she's supposed
and
to
I
do.
Know, and I'm a total mark for buying into it, but, man, she played the long game this season.
Well, and, I mean, if you think about it, the first half of the season into the last season, she kind of, like, was getting screwed over.
Oh, yeah. So the whole thing with season 5, right, with the High Sparrow and the Faith Militant,
yeah.
She did that.
Yeah.
Because she is stupid. She is not smart.
Well, yeah, she played it against
and, like,
herself.
Even the way she took the crown is not smart.
Right.
Like, she has no allies other than the mountain in Qyburn.
Franken Mountain.
So, Sir Robert Strong.
Franken Mountain.
So, but anyway,
meet my friend.
The
He's
wine,
take care of you.
The wine boarding of the shame nurse or of the shame nun
yeah.
was great. And then I love.
Oh,
how
when she walks out, she's,
shame.
She says it poetically
shame.
Though.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
it's like sing songy. So, but I mean that was great. And I like, you know,
what I want to see is Sarah Connor versus Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor versus Cersei Lannister.
Well, no, they're both.
I know she's
like
Sarah Connor.
The Sarah Connor, Sarah Connor. Yeah.
I forgot about
Think
that.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Daenerys Targaryen is Sarah Connor, and so is Cersei Lannister.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
So it's Sarah Connor versus Sarah Connor.
I deleted Terminator Genisys out of
well,
my memory bank
because
it was not good.
The
but
mountain
not
takes
of
his
her.
Mask off, and it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it's Garrett Holmand or whatever from Raising Hope, who was the Terminator. He was Cromartie on Sarah Chronicles.
Oh, okay.
It's him.
Dillahunt.
Garrett
yeah.
Dillahunt. Thank
yeah.
you. No, so Cersei, man, she has. So you didn't finish watching Legend of Korra, did you?
No.
Did you finish season 3?
No.
Okay. So near the end of season 3, and I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah.
Okay. Henry Rollins plays the character Zaheer.
Right.
And he has a woman he loves named Pylee. and she dies.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you how or anything.
Right.
But he has been walking around reciting this airbender mantra from Guru Lahima. It's, you know, cut your earthly tethers, enter the void.
Right.
Know, that kind of thing. Empty, become free, or something like that. I forget exactly.
Yeah, it's
it
pretty much it's that it's the
and Cersei like the has warrior no,
motto where right. it's like cut all your ties from your family.
Right.
It's the Night Watch thing.
Certainly, but Cersei has no more ties to reality.
Right.
She well, yeah, can be
she's totally gone off so, the deep end.
In the books, she's kind of like Tommen's still alive, but she is ruling King's Landing, right?
From behind the scenes?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Like, to the point where she got rid of the small council and she placed, like, her own people on there and she gave them the titles of, like, the old Valyrian, like, shipmasters and okay. things like that. She went and she took a whole bunch of money from the Iron Bank of Braavos. She built a huge fleet and then the person okay. that she made, like, master of ships just up and stole it.
Oh, nice.
And then the bank's like, well, we want our money. And she's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going to happen in the next season. And that's why I don't think she'll be queen for very long. And they're going to back Daenerys.
Yeah.
I think two, maybe three episodes at the most, she'll be queen.
Do you think it'll be a financial thing, Braavos?
I think both.
Like, Braavos is going to get involved
yeah.
in the thing?
Well, yeah, because they yeah. have to at some point. Well, and it's not Braavos. It's the Iron Bank.
Is it the Iron Bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just the Iron Bank of Braavos. That's right. where they are. But no, watching Tommen die or having Tommen die.
That was crazy.
And it was insane. Like I, like.
Did. Okay. Let me
I didn't necessarily
you,
see that coming.
I was going to say, did you see it coming at all?
I saw him take the crown off and I'm like, he's not going to.
Okay. Like, see at that point,
but
when we were watching it
yeah.
and like, you know, she doesn't have a problem if I pause it in that
yeah.
cause I'll pause and I'll be like,
sure.
cause she likes to like, because
yeah,
I like the,
I know.
And, I literally, he walks to the window, looks out and he walks away from the window
yeah.
and I hit pause and I'm like, he's going to jump.
Okay. So,
and literally
that,
like he didn't just jump. He took a running
well, no, he
jump.
Just walked right up and then just like,
yeah, like casually
belly flopped.
Jumped out the window.
He just
pretty much
flopped.
Yeah.
But watching that, I did not think he was going to, I did
if
not
I ever
think
get
he was
a fish.
Jump,
his name will be Tommen.
Tommen. we're going to rename Mrs. Fish Tommen.
Yeah. Nice.
But no, I didn't see it coming. That's for sure. And because not that I didn't see it coming, I didn't think they would do it.
I didn't see it coming until that moment. But,
so,
like, I'm like, a lot of the death that happens on this show,
yeah,
I don't see coming.
Oh, okay.
And then it's like, for that one, I was like, oh, God, this is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Like, what? Oberyn Martell, I didn't see that coming.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Well, I mean,
well,
I
mean,
book,
I knew
so,
about it because people had talked, like, you know, oh, my
you
God,
did,
the
but
ending.
But you didn't see it like that.
But I didn't see it coming like that. So. Like, he got too cocky.
Well, he just got too close. Yeah. I
yeah.
mean, see, no, he was too worried about getting his answers.
Yeah.
And not worried enough about getting the job
yeah.
done because, you know.
Yeah. Once you wound a tiger, you got to kill the tiger.
Yeah,
so. Don't just get in on that tiger and let him slap at you.
I remember her. I killed her.
Yeah.
I blah, blah, blah. And I just crushed her head like this.
Yeah.
So that was crazy.
You want your answers? There we go.
Here, my thumbs in your eyes,
yeah.
and then your face exploding. Done.
Which I like that actor, so I'm like, you know.
Yeah, so he was on Graceland. Do you remember that USA show? It just got canceled
vaguely.
Last year. He was in the first season.
Really?
He was the FBI agent who was Aaron
See,
Trevitz.
He plays a lot of that
yeah.
because he showed up on the last season of The Mentalist playing
yeah.
an FBI agent.
Okay. He was Aaron Trevitz's character's like handler.
Oh, okay.
And then the dude who played Franco on Rescue Me, I forget his name.
Yeah, I never watched Rescue
but,
Me. But
he accidentally killed him, and
oh,
like, and then
okay.
he found out that he was, oh, wait, this was another FBI agent that I just killed. I gotta
right.
hide it. But, yeah, I don't know. No, the Cersei stuff was crazy. Like,
this
the,
whole season, like,
the dragon fire, and you called with the Sept. You
oh,
know,
yeah. Dude,
you had
was,
called it. I didn't think that was going to happen. I thought the wall was going to come down.
I didn't
down.
Think as many people were going to die as did. But I'm like, man, when...
Hey, when,
as
she,
soon as,
when
like,
she cleans up a mess,
as
she
soon
makes
as
a
seen
mess.
The birds.
Right.
The one bird and, like, you know, her cousin went
Lancel,
after him.
Yep.
I was like, oh, she's gonna blow it. She's really gonna blow it up. Yep.
I was glad Picel got murdered.
Yeah,
that guy needed to go.
Yeah.
Although it took like 8 7-year-olds to kill him, whereas Lancel got it with one.
Well, that was the ninja one,
dude. That was the cleverly.
Dude, he came out of nowhere and got it
right in the spine. Yeah.
So and kept walking.
Yeah, he was like, "See ya,
gotcha,
done."
There's some candles lit over there for your birthday, buddy.
Yes, sir. He's like,
hey, just look at the candles.
Yep. Hey, happy birthday.
How many candles are there? Are there four candles or five candles?
He knows what's under there, right?
Yeah.
He sees the fire. You got to have a little more urgency than that, buddy.
I don't think it was. At that point, it was like one of those things where I could see that, like, he was like, I'm done anyways.
Yeah. He just gave up.
But, like, the whole thing with Loras deciding to become one of them.
Well, he did. Well, so that was the thing. He didn't really decide necessarily.
He was forced into it. Right.
Because in the books, I almost said in the comics, that didn't happen. Like, he was.
Well, there are Game of Thrones comics.
I know there are. He's out in the Riverlands with Jaime fighting and trying to secure everything back.
Yeah.
And he got, like, hot oil dumped on him. And,
oh,
like,
wow.
So as far as we know, he might be dead in the books.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We'll learn with the next one. But, I mean, Finn Jones had to go anyway because
he's got
to
be Iron Fist.
But, yeah, all in all, this was my favorite season of the series.
Okay.
Just hands down.
Yeah.
I watched.
It was definitely a slow burn season.
But it was a good slow burn.
Last two.
But, like, I don't know. The kid.
Oh, I didn't have any complaints.
No.
I just, it was like, for when you watch the season, and especially if you, like, binged it
right.
Like we did, and then you get to the Battle of the Bastards. You're literally like, man, this whole season was really slow.
Yeah.
And then all hell breaks loose.
But, like, if you go back, if you look back on it, it wasn't slow.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It was just
a lot of pieces being moved around on the board.
It was a chess game.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
No, it's Risk. So. This is Risk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, yeah. And you saw my tweet.
Yeah. You did that.
So,
tweet.
The last episode was essentially when you're playing Risk and your one friend gets pissed that they're getting beat. And they picked the board up and smashed it against the wall. And
yeah.
That's what Cersei did.
Yeah.
She said, you know what? Screw this. We're playing my game now.
Right.
Bam. So.
Now I want to see some of the main actors actually play Risk.
Nice.
And just see, like, how that would work.
Jimmy Fallon, I know you listen to this podcast. But that's a good face.
Yeah.
Make this happen. get them together
and do it as an extra.
Did you ever see the Seth Meyers show, the sketch where it was Jon Snow as a dinner guest?
No, but I've seen the Red Woman one where she was at a baby shower.
Yeah, at the baby shower. I'll show you the Jon Snow as a dinner guest when we're done. But
is it Kid Harrod?
Oh yeah, it's nice. And it's hilarious. All right. Well, on that note, I think we've covered.
Well, what are you looking forward to?
Season 7. Let's see. Well, how wrong can I be this time?
I was going to say, do you want to make predictions or do you just want
to well, let's see. I was wrong about,
like,
okay, so I said we'd never see Rickon again, and he came back that week.
Yeah.
So, no, here's what I would like to see.
So, are we going to get an appearance by Ned Stark then?
No.
In a flashback.
In a flashback,
yeah.
Maybe. I would like to see Bran have a conversation
more
with him.
Three-eyed Raven stuff there.
That's
the one we didn't even talk about. Hold the door.
Oh, yeah. Poor Hodor.
Hold the door.
I forgot about Hodor.
Man. Do you think he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead. Did you see the doorstop that you can get with Hodor on the end?
No.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway. Yeah, Hodor's dead. Summer's dead.
That's a Halloween, like...
Yeah.
You know how the Halloween door covers?
Yep.
That's a Halloween door cover right there.
So, yeah, with all the children...
well, with all the zombie hands coming out and...
But, no, so Bran...
Yeah.
I think will be a big focal point next season.
Yeah.
He and Mira will cross the wall.
It was good to see both of them back.
It was great.
Yeah.
I agree. He and Mira will come over the other side of the wall, and because he's marked, he will undo the magic.
Yeah.
And the Night King will drop the wall. We will find out that Benjen Stark is not on the side of angels.
No,
I think so. I think he's working for the Night King. That's
really?
Why he brought Bran back to where he was.
Okay.
Because, that's got it.
He looked rough.
Well, because he was killed, and then the children put the dragon glass in his heart. But
I mean, but like the way they did the makeup on his face, it was like, you know, he just didn't look all real.
I'm hopeful that, so in the books, there's, Euron Greyjoy has a horn called Dragonbinder.
Yeah.
Which supposedly can, you know, kind of take over someone's dragons.
Oh, okay.
So I hope to see that, because I think that would be cool to see Danny have to like have that hiccup moment in Dragons 2.
Yeah.
Where she has to fight through the fog to get her back. No, I think Cersei will die. I think Jaime will die. I think Sansa will marry Littlefinger.
And really?
I think Littlefinger will end up the Warden of the North, with Sansa being the Wardeness of the North.
Wow.
And I think Jon will end up marrying Daenerys at some point in season 7.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's my big prediction.
Whereas I see Daenerys dying.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, I think she's a character that will have to have an ending like that.
You think it'll be more powerful for her to die and, like, the kingdoms to be like, oh, well, look at her example.
Right.
So, interesting.
Either that or she'll end up on the throne and Arya will end up as her guard.
Her queen's guard.
Yeah.
So
that would be an interesting combination right there.
I think she'll meet up with Jon and Sansa again at some point, but she's going to run around the Riverlands and she is going to reinvigorate the name of Stark.
Yeah.
In a different way than Sansa being back in Winterfell.
Right.
She's going to make it a name to fear.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's totally going to kill the Mountain.
That'll be a cool fight right there.
So, with Needle.
No, you know what would be... that's actually something that would be interesting is to see, because if she's forgiven the Hound...
Yeah.
The Hound and Arya taking out the Mountain.
Yeah, so, because we have to have Clegane Bowl,
right,
quote-unquote.
Yeah, the Clegane Brothers.
Which I don't really want to see that. I don't know why. You would think I would, right?
Yeah.
Like, but I just kind of don't.
I think it would be a cool sword fight, though, like, if they do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the way they're going with the Hound. He's going to end up with the Brotherhood Without Banners and get them on the straight and narrow, so.
Which is another army.
Yep, exactly. Another...
There's like armies heading toward King's Landing, like, you know, from every direction.
But these are all armies that are going to have to turn and hightail it up north anyway to fight the dead.
Well, right, I think that's the last season. I think the last season,
the last six episodes will be the battle for the dawn. Right. So, but
we'll see.
All right, last words.
I think I'm good.
All right, this was, like I said, my favorite season so far. So
see, I have to go back. Like you go back and you binge them. Really,
I do it right after.
I'd have to go back and watch everything.
I'll give you my HBO Now password.
I've got them all. I mean,
I did give them to you, didn't I?
Well,
so
I mean, I own.
Yeah, that's true. Oh yeah, you buy the Blu-rays.
Yeah, I buy the Blu-rays anyway because there's all the bonus features on it. The Blu-rays honestly are worth buying.
Yeah,
just because all the bonus features.
Well, a lot of that stuff is on the HBO Now.
Now it is. Yeah, but when they were first producing them, they weren't.
Yeah.
Plus, they're always on a good deal, like right when the new season starts.
Yeah, true.
So,
all right. Well, we're the Infest Podcast. We're recorded in Cincinnati, Ohio. So come visit us at the Queen City Comic Expo. Ohio. There's a huge guest that is going to be there that I'm not allowed to say, and you don't know yet. So,
yeah,
you may or may not have guessed it. Anyway,
you can. I knew that would get something going.
You can find us online at infamouspodcast.com. We're on the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram at infamouspodcast.
If Cincinnati Expo is listening to this, get some Game of Thrones people.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Get Tommen.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, Joffrey does do conventions now. So.
Jack Gleason, he was the little boy in bed.
And Ramsay's doing conventions.
Nice.
So
he was on a show called Misfits.
Yeah, the British show.
Yeah, he was really good on that. Okay. But
no, seriously, if he was at a convention, I would bring what you call it? A Met or a brat.
Oh, nice.
Just get a picture of him and me
with it on a
Met.
Fork. Anyway, all right, so you can find us on social at the Infamous Podcast. We're Infamous Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Anything else? No, that's it.
You haven't pinned us or
no? I pinned it on my own Pinterest account. Okay. So, you can find Johnny on Twitter and Instagram at
Johnny Potter,
and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram and pretty much most social networks at Brian Tudor. So
I finally started posting on Instagram again. So
woo!
Go and
why don't you just post all the pictures you tweet or you text me?
Yeah, that's true. I could do that.
Anyway, all right, guys. This has been episode 51. Next week is our 1-year anniversary.
Wow.
So we'll be celebrating that. And this upcoming weekend.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. We're heading up to Springfield, Ohio to interview our friends from Roma Collectibles.
Yes.
So look for that coming in the next couple weeks for the Ohio Toy.
The Ohio Toy and Comic Con.
Okay.
That's at the end of this month.
Yeah.
And that Roma Collectibles is pretty much like the one who organized that.
Right.
I think this is the second year.
Okay. So, you'll probably find us there. We'll probably try and go to that as well.
Try to. Yeah.
So, anyway, all right. You guys have a great day, night, evening, weekend, morning, whenever you're listening to this.
Have a great life.
Yep.
There you go.